Hi, this is Randy Gladden, and this is the Lord and Gladden podcast. And as we've been talking about for several weeks, we're going through the upcoming book, Leaving Egypt. Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about Joseph and his role in God getting his people to Egypt, and he had a purpose for that. But I want to go back and I want to look at Joseph in a little bit more in depth. Now, it just seems like Joseph is one of those characters from the Old Testament that just seems like everybody loves the guy. And I think we can all relate. Now, when I say this, it's kind of funny. Very few of us do we ever wind up being number two in command of something amazing like Egypt. But people can relate to Joseph because I think all of us, to some degree, you've had a dream. Now, in Joseph's case, God spoke to him in a dream. He had these amazing dreams. So we've all had dreams. And then it seems like they have to die. Now, in Joseph's case, you know, they were going to kill him. He went into slavery. Then he went into prison. But God was always with him through everything. But let's take a look at that today. Did Joseph's dream have to die? So let's take a look at the situation. So he's wound up in prison, and he interprets the dreams of the baker and of the wine steward. And then he says to the wine steward, this is really interesting to me, he says to the wine steward, remember me when you get out of here. What he's really saying is, get me out of here, and he's trying to help God out. Now, I think we all do that. Under pain, under pressure, when things aren't working out like we thought the dream was going to work out, we have a tendency to want to try to help God out in the process. And that's what Joseph's really doing right here. You know, a lot of people look at that, and we can read through it, and it just seems like, yeah, he wasn't happy, but he just kind of took it all, you know, with a smile on his face. Like, okay, Lord, you've got a plan. But, you know, even he struggled a bit. You know, it was 13 years, roughly, from the time at 17 he had the dream to 30 years old when he got out of prison. And again, it's easy to just read through that and just think, you know, yeah, I'm sure he wasn't happy, but he had a great attitude about it. But, you know, Joseph was a person just like you and I. And he literally is saying to the wine steward, get me out of here. He's trying to help God out. But God was doing a massive work in Joseph. God was going to give him great authority. And if your dreams are being delayed, it's not because God's forgotten you. God didn't forget Joseph in prison. He knew right when the appointed time was to get him out. But God was doing an amazing work because he was going to give Joseph amazing authority. So the wine steward forgets about him. 2 years go by before, then we know the story, Joseph's brought in front of Pharaoh, and he's given this amazing position of authority. 2 years have gone by. Now, at the same time, this is happening, and this is, again, we're going to get into the whole purpose of why God took his people to Egypt, but he's now working at the same time in the family that's been left behind. And we saw that in Psalms 105, God said he caused the drought, he caused their provision to run out, and he pushed them to go to Egypt, not knowing that Joseph's now in power. And there comes a moment when Joseph's brothers are there, they don't recognize him, and they're bowing before him as an Egyptian prince. They're bowing before him, and it says, Joseph remembered the dream. You know, did that dream really die? I mean, I don't think he really forgot it, but have you ever gotten to that point that dream, you really had to put it on the shelf because you said, Lord, I think this is from you, but it sure doesn't seem like it's working out, and you just can't hang on to it anymore. You literally almost have to put it on a shelf, and once in a while you glance up and it's like, well, we'll see what happens. You know, that's kind of my sense with Joseph. He literally had to put the dream on the shelf and let go of it. And then God fulfilled it, and he remembered the dream. But, you know, here's the real point of Joseph. Joseph is this amazing, we love the story. God did amazing things through him. Through Joseph, God saved the Egyptian and his people both. But again, that wasn't the primary purpose. That was what he was doing in the short term. But remember, God was taking his people to Egypt so they could flourish as he prepared them for this amazing promise that in four generations he's going to give them. And Joseph was just a conduit to prepare Egypt. You know, when God's taking you somewhere, and he's going to put you in a place, a holding where you can develop, he's going to put you in an amazing place. And God's people wound up in Goshen, the best place in Egypt. But don't hang on to that. Don't settle in. I mean, settle in from the standpoint of let God cause you to flourish there. but this is not forever. God is going to take you. I really believe God's saying he's getting ready to take his people to a promised land. And the promised land for you and I is a place where all of his blessings are right there. We just have to receive them. And part of that promised land is a deeper intimacy with him and a greater degree of trust. And Joseph was just the conduit God was using to get his people to that place where they could grow and flourish while he got them ready for the promise he had for them. So this has been Lord and Gladden. I'm Randy Gladden. Again, we're looking at the upcoming book, Leaving Egypt. And we'll see you again next week where we talk about how God moved his people into Egypt. Thanks for being with us.